had a terrible childhood. At 9 years of age, I was raped by one of my uncles, and by 14, I was kicked out of the house by my parents. Now, I'm 17 years old and have been living alone for the past 3 years. I saw the need to migrate from my hometown, Santa Cruz de Mora, in Venezuela, to Colombia, to get away from my family situation and because I could not complete my studies due to my sexual orientation. My hometown is very Catholic and conservative. Because I was an unaccompanied minor, I had to pay $250 to bribe the authorities to cross the border and enter Colombia. From there, I moved to Cúcuta and worked in a bakery. Then a friend received me in Curumanga. There, the migration offices were closed, so I could not request Colombian documents. After working hard in Curumanga, I saved some money to travel to Bogota to continue my studies and request national papers. On my route to Bogota, I traveled to Pamplona, and during my journey, I was alone, assaulted, and robbed of my phone and money. In Bogota, I received shelter from IOM and ICRC. Because I have a valid Venezuelan ID and I'm under 18, I know I will get the temporary authorization to stay in Colombia automatically. Even though I requested information from several NGOs about a travel authorization, I didn't get a lot of details. I just know that not having one gives me several benefits. I have never received a prepaid card, and I have always been paid with cash. Nevertheless, I opened an Efecty account so my Colombian friends could send me money. I struggled to open an Efecty account because at the beginning they were not accepting my ID, but then they did. I also have a public transport card and the account with Efecty, so I'm the most integrated among the group I travel with. I received some learning materials from the German embassy to help me study. I would love to find a place to stay here in Bogota. I have a cousin here in the city, but since my phone was robbed, I cannot communicate with her.